let's be in the spirit of prayer together. Gracious and loving God, we are gathered here today to thank you for all the blessings you have given us. Blessings of family and friends, blessings of children, blessings of the strong bonds that tie us all together. Blessings of work and blessings of rest from work. In this time of seasonal change, we see the gradual turning of the world toward a time of increasing darkness, but we also know that your greater light will penetrate that darkness, bringing us the rekindling of our spirits and the hope of redemption in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and our brother. Amen. For the hymn singing, you can choose whatever you'd like to sing, and I'll try to play it for you. And as I play it, you sing it.
Five sixteen.
Okay, I think I know that one.
Thank you.
last verse.
Yeah.
two verses, verses 1 and 2. Celebrate. word of blessing?
Mine's a prayer of praise, and it's a little bit long, so bear with me. A week and a half ago, I received in my junk email an invitation from a gentleman named Michael to give him information about Reasonable Church's Thanksgiving service. And it was in my junk mail. So I'm like, I don't think so. But I investigated and found out he was a legitimate journalist. So I wrote back and said, so how did you find out that Thanksgiving service was going to be at Reasonable Church in Radnor, Maine? And he said, well, he just did an old-fashioned Google search. So imagine Googling is old-fashioned. But anyways, he did that. So he had a series of questions. So I responded to him. And probably with a lot more verbiage than he was expecting. But I gave him a lot of information about the church. And then at the end of it, I submitted it. He confirmed he got it. And then I wrote back and said, so how many other churches responded to your question? And he said, just one other, the Washington National Cathedral. Now, I don't know if you know anything about the Washington National Cathedral, but it's like St. Pat's in New York City. It's like Notre Dame. It's huge, and there's spires, and many people, and stained glass. And I thought, what a yin and a yang. One end of the spectrum to the other. So yesterday, there was an article in the Christian Post.com newspaper. It's a rather conservative website, but I looked through and I found that as far as churches were concerned, it was okay. So in this article, two pictures, one of the National Cathedral all decked out for Thanksgiving, and then a picture of our little cross with our little harvest right there. So I was just happy that he reached out and that we could get our name out to the whole country, the whole world, because somebody else might be looking at that from some other countries. But anyway, I just thought it was very cool to be able to do that, and I praise God for that opportunity. And I invite you to all go to ChristianPost.com and look at that article.
That is certainly true that we managed to reach so many people in that way. Anyone else?
I'm thankful the bridge in Avon is completed and I was able to make it on time
today. Yeah, exactly.
Amen.
Yeah. gracious and loving God, we pray in thanks for having brothers and sisters, and for the sisters and brothers who are experiencing some pains and sufferings, we pray for them too. Those who have children, grandchildren, nephews and nieces, may they get a chance to spend quality time with the young. And bless all children and grandchildren and keep them safe. And bless all family celebrations. May the feast continue. We pray for our government and for the suffering people of Eastern Europe and Ukraine. Let those people and the people in the Middle East experience a cessation of violence. Let the killing of children stop, and let the healing begin. We ask these things in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray for those who are sick and those who are about to have an operation. These people are our faithful friends and community members who cannot attend church today. But these people have played an important part in our worship, both today as well as over the course of their lives. Including those who have passed away this year. We miss them, but we know they are in with God and loved and comforted by God. We pray for all those who are caregivers, nurses, doctors, and many others who work to relieve suffering, including precious family members who care for the sick. We pray for the recovery of those who have been hospitalized. May they regain their strength and rejoice in small steps toward being able to do the things they want to do. May they rejoice in many indications of good balance and good health returning to them. We ask these things in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Anyone who feels able to do so may offer the whatever you have in your pocket. Stand up and greet your neighbors, because that's what we're here for today.
Thank you. Thank you.
scripture reading this morning is from the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up at him and said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He is going to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." So I have to ask the question, does anybody know the song about Zacchaeus? Will you sing it with me? Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree, for the Lord he wanted to see. And the Lord said, "Zacchaeus, come on down, for I'm going to your house today. I'm going to your house today." Thank you.
Thank you for that song. Well, the little man, Zacchaeus, was disliked by the people of Jericho. He was very unpopular, and people would point at him as he passed by. "There he goes, the little cheater," because he was working as a tax collector for the Roman government. And he had the habit of taking a lot more than he needed to in the taxes. In other words, he cheated on his neighbors and was living off the proceeds of the taxes. But while it was a living, it was not much of a life. Zacchaeus was a little man in more than one way. He was living a thin life. I mean, he had scads of money, plenty of cash. But rather than hiring himself a carriage, he could have easily seated himself and gotten a good view of Jesus. He climbed a tree, too cheap to get around in style. Zacchaeus was just pitiable. And he saved his money for what purpose? Nobody knew. All they knew was that he had a lot of cash, but he never spent it. This made him mocked and pitied, along with being an object of hatred because he was part of the oppression, the Roman system of taxation. That was taxation that was making people poor and even driving many to homelessness. So rather than living an abundant life, Zacchaeus was more of a figure like Mr. Scrooge, like the character in the Dickens story, A Christmas Carol. Too cheap to enjoy his wealth, and actually too cheap to use it. If it had been Christmas, he wouldn't have been celebrating anything. If it had been his birthday, it would have been just another day. Another day, another dollar, so to speak. If it had been the 4th of July, he would have avoided the parade and not gone to a picnic. He wouldn't have anything to bring. He wouldn't have even attended the bean supper. He wouldn't have attended at all because, well, he didn't have anything to bring, and besides, he didn't like crowds. Also, cheating out people out of their money was against the Jewish law. We have that in a number of verses in the book of Deuteronomy, and these people were all about the book of Deuteronomy. And then there's the matter of the tree. In the story, it's mentioned that it was a sycamore tree. But this wasn't a tall, majestic tree like the sycamores that I remember that grew up in our neighborhood in Cleveland, Ohio, where I lived as a teenager. Those are beautiful, great, towering trees with a distinctive, patchy trunk. No, in Israel, what they had was sycamore figs. These trees were more like bushes, and they had little tiny fruits on them, little skinny things that no one ate unless they had to. Only livestock would eat them. Children might gather them and feed them to a donkey. Donkey would eat anything. So the tree that Zacchaeus climbed was just a symbol of the way he was living. This was a life in which he bore no fruit, at least no fruit that people could eat. Remember the language in the first book of the Bible, when the book of Genesis, when God gave the command to be fruitful? It wasn't just a command to have a lot of children. Yes, some people think it is, but actually it was a command, it was a much more broad command. It was a command to live in such a way as to bear fruit, to give from God's abundance. Because we have been created in the image of an abundant God who gives and gives and gives without expecting any in return. We are to live abundantly because we are in the image of God. Isn't that why we celebrate Thanksgiving? Not to mention the outpouring of gifts we give at Christmas to celebrate the birth of Jesus. So this little fig tree, bearing hard, knobby little fruits that were not worthy of being called fruits, this tree is a symbol of a person who was just getting by, not living the abundant life. And there's a reason why such a person is traditionally called a miser. That's a Latin word. It means a miserable person. A miser is an unhappy person who takes and takes and takes without giving, a person who thinks only about himself or herself. But now, the story of this miserable little man takes quite a turn. Because why? Because Jesus comes into the story. Immediately, without further ado, Jesus walks right up to Zacchaeus, addresses him by name. By the way, what do you do when Jesus calls you by name? Just asking. Jesus says, "Come down, Zacchaeus. Get out of that tree. I'm coming to stay at your house today." This did cause a lot of the gossipy people standing by to mutter and grumble about why Jesus would go to the house of such a dishonorable person. That little creep? Why on earth would Jesus eat dinner with him? There's a lot better people around here, people who live proper lives, not like that scoundrel. But how does Zacchaeus respond? Apparently, without blinking an eye, without wasting a breath, while he's climbing out of the tree, he stands up as tall as he can. Surely anyone might forget he was short. Stands directly in front of Jesus, and he says, "All right, let's get started. I'm giving half my wealth to the poor. Additionally, for those I have defrauded, I'm paying them back four times what I took from them." This was a shocker. Right away, everybody in the vicinity shut right up. Their heads were spinning. They had nothing more to say. Whatever had gotten into that miser with his history of being mean and stingy, not to say unlawful, whatever had gotten into him, they couldn't say. But Jesus, he did have something to say. Just as he and his friend, his new friend, shook hands and prepared to walk off together and get ready for dinner, he said to him, "Salvation has come to this house. And you, Zacchaeus, are, after all, a son of Abraham." Of course, you know, Jesus was welcoming him into his family. and he welcomes each one of us into God's family whenever we accept Jesus' invitation, as Zacchaeus did. Whenever we take a turn in our lives and decide to live abundantly, a life of giving, a life that is fruitful, a life in which we celebrate God's abundance every day, not just on Thanksgiving. Amen.
May God bless the way you live today and all days. Amen.